the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Hello, and welcome to part 6 of our 8-part series entitled Beyond Black and White, Addressing Cultural Bias in Word Gap Studies. I'm Penny Smith with special guest Dr. Anita Pandey, author of Language Building Blocks. Dr. Pandey, tell us about the concept of 1 + 1 = more, word on the street, and how it addresses cultural bias.
Basically, if you look at some of the research out there and many of the assessments that are being used, they tend to be restricted to the classroom. If we were to go out and monitor how children talk in their everyday lives and outside of their homes, like with their friends, where they may have more liberty to talk in the presence of adults that are not family members that they don't have to disrespect by talking too much to, depending on their culture, we will notice that children in the inner cities are some of the children in the inner cities are some of the most vocal. They're not word-strapped, which is how studies that talk about the word gaps between lower-income homes suggest that these kids are communicating, that they're not using language in creative ways. These are some of the kids who end up creating music, rhyming and rapping, and so some of mostly the lower-income kids, and yet we tend to stereotype them as being word-strapped. So we really need to think about how word on the street literally has contributed to mainstream vocabulary. Standard English, for example, got the prefix dis from Black English vernacular. And yet, Black English vernacular is a disenfranchised language or dialect, because dialect is a term that scares people. It makes them feel like they're substandard somehow. But the reality is that the only difference between standard English and other dialects of it is that standard English has an army and a navy behind it. So I put that word dialect in quotes. But we really need to think about how it's contributed so much, including expressions like raise the roof, my bad, and that's not even one word, to communicate the richness of life and language beyond the word. So word on the street literally is, and creatively, is that there is more to life than just words, and do not stereotype these kids. Just because they're low income does not mean that their vocabulary is necessarily strapped in terms of concept knowledge. It's how we're measuring it.
Thank you, Dr. Pandey. Please join us in the next podcast for part 7, where we will pinpoint the cultural bias with the argument, slow as a turtle, when slow is fast.